Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
When to give a raise. I came home the other day and I mentioned what I would pay someone. And my family's immediate reaction was, oh, that's just so much that, you know, I was kind of getting some kickback on it. And I said, no, it's a really simple math equation. I don't randomly give raises. There's a mission to my madness on how I do this. And I think I talked about this about a couple months ago. If you wait for people to ask you for a raise, you've made a mistake. Okay, you've made a mistake. And it's a very difficult hiring market right now. I was talking to one of my clients just the other day, and we're just talking about how challenging their project was. And they were complimentary. They're like, you know, I know this did not go the way either of us wanted it to go, you know, a pandemic. But she was like, your resilience, your staff, you guys stuck with it. And then we kind of talked about hiring, and she had a very high up HR position. And we went back and forth on how challenging it is. And so I think if you're leading a company, let me give you a few of these tricks to knowing when you might want to give a raise. And with that being said, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to tell you how to get a raise. Because I'm going to tell you, if you walked into my office tomorrow and you could do this, I'd hire you. And or if you worked for me and you could do these, I'd pay you more. All right. When to give a raise. You give a raise when they have a skill that you can monetize. Very simple. Okay, if you were a plumbing company and you could hire a plumber and you could bill them out at $150 an hour and you could pay them $35, well, there you go. You got $115 spread. Okay, you got pretty close to it. You got a 4-to-1 ratio. You can monetize them. It's just a very simple math problem. So if you can monetize talent that you have, you can make money with a margin. There's a spread there, and everybody knows what spread they need. Every business is different. I've done businesses where the spread wasn't very good, and I got out of those because I could pay somebody $20 an hour, and I could maybe get $45. Then I realized I could pay people $35 an hour and bill them out at $120 if the skill was more difficult. So I wanted to get the very difficult people, and then I could bill them out at a massive margin. I'd rather make, you know, what is that, $190 an hour profit, you know, as opposed to 20, it's the same amount of oversight. Second, do they have a skill that's hard to replace? I constantly use the phrase, you know, it's like trying to find a one-eyed leprechaun. I brought on a new staff member last week, and I brought him in from North Carolina. We're in Virginia. I put him up in the Staybridge Suites. If you know what that is, it's like a high-level incredible suite. They serve dinner 4 nights a week. They have a fire pit and wine and all the rest. And he's like, wow, you went above and beyond. And I shared with him, I'm like, Brian, if you're as talented as I hope you are, this is going to be the easiest investment I ever make. Because we give them a 7-day trial, then we give them a 30-day trial. And then if we get close to 30, then we relocate them. I've actually purchased 2 houses this year to create staff housing. So as you can tell, I'm taking staffing very, very serious, and I'm looking at every option out there. But do they have a skill that's hard to replace? In my business, there's a few that's extraordinarily difficult to replace. So if you have that, I'll give you a raise in that I'm going to pay you highest market value. And again, we're going to just do this in reverse. Can you develop a skill that's hard to replace? Okay, now you've made yourself valuable. Number 3 is they solve problems for you. Who solves problems for you? I have a few people on my team that I can put a problem square in their lap and they can put it to bed. I got some that can get it 90%. I got some that can get it 80%. And understand, like in my business partners, there are some problems that are, they almost need the owner at the very end. So they do a good job up to about 90%. But there was a situation this week where I had to get involved. It was a very difficult client. I've shared with you our woes with certain clients that allowed us to create a no perfect clause in our contracts, where it was a client that, oh my gracious, she was so difficult. And she had wanted to meet with one of my partners multiple times, and she didn't. She'd share her you know, that she was upset with A, B, and C. And he's like, I'm chasing a ghost here. He goes, can you come out on this for me? And I said, sure. You know what? What the heck? That's what I get paid the big money for. So I went out there and she's pointing to things that literally didn't exist. I'm videotaping it for her. And I'm like, please show me this. She goes, well, you're not going to see it on the video. I go, well, stop. I mean, that's how you see it. You know, I'm doing this so that you can point it out to me. Because she couldn't do it physically in the room. I go, well, why don't we take a video of it and blow it up? She couldn't. The point is that if I had somebody who could have solved that problem for me, could have met with a lady that difficult, and that's all that person could do, and would have extracted me from that interaction, within 30 minutes, she was too funny. I mean, she didn't want to meet with the first partner. She wanted to meet with me. After she met with me, it's too funny. She goes, Tony, can he leave and I meet again with you? He goes, no. You let the genie out of the bottle. He goes, you asked for him and I brought him. Why? Because the customer's not always right. In this case, she was completely wrong. And just, I couldn't even show me anything that made a bit of sense. You get one of these about one a year when you service 1,000 clients. But if I could get someone that, let's say, was in customer service for 30 years and was at my level of understanding the nuances of clients, and they could have done nothing but these meetings that I get, I'd hire that person in 10 seconds. If somebody could pitch me tomorrow morning and say, listen, I've worked with really challenging clients in a very high-end home service company, and I think I can handle all the customer service issues for you and your partners. How long do you think it'd take me to hire that person? I'd hire them on the spot. Well, they solve problems for me. Anybody who can solve a problem for me is valuable to me. And then next is leaders. Well, you got to have leaders because they have to, if you want to grow your company, you got to do a couple things. You either got to grow the existing company, so they got to take over existing divisions, profit streams, responsibilities, or you got to have leaders to go into new areas, new divisions, new opportunities. You got to have leaders. There's a difference between managers and leaders. I need leaders. I expect my staff to be able to manage themselves and manage one other person. That's kind of with it. I hire, you know, if not, you're very low on the totem pole, very low on the value chain for me. So leadership is huge for me. So these are the type of people, I'm just telling you what I look for and I'm ready to give raises for. And then I'm going to real quickly come back and tell other people how you can get a raise. I'm going to go through each one of these. Number one is, do they have a skill that you can monetize? I can make a spread off of them. Okay, now I'm going to go on the other side of that. If you're an employee, develop a skill that's highly valuable that people can make money off of. Number two is, do they have a skill that's hard to replace? Here you go again. Find something that's not common. Okay, develop a skill that is, you know, like steam fitters. I mean, I could go down the line of things that, you know, they just don't have, they're very hard to get. Certain skills are just really hard. Number three is they can solve a problem for you. And then number four, be a leader. Always be developing your leadership skills. Give you a couple ways to quickly get a raise. Every week, go into your boss's office and say to them, what can I do this week to make your life easier? Do it every single week, once a week. They give it to you, do it. Take it, run with it. If it takes extra hours, extra time, do it. Every week, ask your boss, what can I do to make your life easier? Get in that habit. I'm telling you what. You want to talk about going up the chain? You know, going up the food chain, you're going to do it. Number two is find a profit stream that no one has seen yet, that no one has tapped yet within the company you work for. You do those two things, you're getting a raise. This is Sean Casarino with the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is where I just love mentoring new CEOs that have founded their company, longtime CEOs, just sharing with you what I've learned this past week. This podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more leads, you need more sales, you need more traffic to your site. Trust me, GetStartedMarketing.com is incredible. They'll give you a free analysis.